So that's why her anus was bleeding.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Three Beards.
Happy
Podcast.
New Year, bitches!
It's the new fucking year!
I'm Kevin and I'm joined by...
the flamingly hot Fletcher Hutton.
I ain't flamingly hot, but I'm Howie Wilson. I'm holding a jug of milk. I'm talking about an actual jug of milk, not no titties.
Yeah.
But I wish they were titties. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had four hands.
To give them titties full thumbs down!
Just you, Howie. Just you.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. New year, same jokes. Yeah. Nothing really changes. Circle of life. Simba.
Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year. How was y'all's new year, by the way?
It's all right.
Is that all right?
It's all right.
Is that all right? Y'all see the balls drop?
I got laid.
You got laid?
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intense high five.
Folks. So fireworks.
Yeah. He made fireworks.
You're damn right. I got laid. I ain't gonna say by who, but.
Kevin?
No.
No. Well, I'm just saying, you got laid and he saw fireworks and y'all are married. So, yeah. We see you reposting that up, right?
What?
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of which, who the dude that made this picture of you, when I was talking about the lie you eat pancakes in back at IHOP?
What?
What?
Yeah, you ain't see that? You ain't see that?
Was that English?
No. You ain't see that? My man's like, well, baby.
I think Howie just had a stroke.
No. Do you understand? They gonna make videos of me and shit. Like, do you understand what that man said? Mine about to fucking stroke out.
is half your face tingling?
Nah.
Man. No, you're good.
I was trying to speak my young thug language. You know, the... Get it.
Yeah. Well, we might not have understood you, but you probably got a top 10 hit there.
Yeah, y'all heard that young thug guy, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, he made this one song called The Lifestyle. That's all he's singing. Like, he's saying some nasty shit, dude, but it's like...
Truly a poet.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening anymore. First and last three beers of the year.
Fuck.
We're burning this motherfucker down.
We've jumped the shark.
We don't need no water.
We're going to need some goddamn milk.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Y'all find out about that in a few minutes here. Jesus.
Hey, during the Thanksgiving, did we talk about any things that we're excited about for 2015?
No. I think we took a break around the holidays.
Police brutality. I mean, goddammit.
Well, don't worry. It's coming. It'll still be there.
All year long. In.
All year long.
Well, not for us, but.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, since we married, you know, it's going to go up double.
Yeah. I'm going to make so much money off of YouTube postings. It's not even funny. Yeah. I'm going to record that. You know, take that, PewDiePie. Fuck you, PewDiePie.
But yeah, I don't know. There's some things to be excited about, though. You got new Star Wars. You got new Avengers.
Yep.
You got, you got those two things.
Yeah. We got...
Well, I'm excited for the new Faith No More album. New Tool album might come out.
We landed on that fucking comet. The stuff from that should be coming back soon.
Yeah.
That, I'm excited about that.
DJ's premiere making the first solo album.
There you go. 2015.
Kind of psyched about that, actually.
I got a waffle maker. I'm kind of excited to using that.
Oh, man. Shit. Yeah. I love waffles.
Yeah, I know you love waffles.
I'm fucking fat, boy. I love waffles.
Yeah. I mean, I set my standards low.
Waffles 2015.
Yeah, you're damn right.
I'd vote for you.
Fucking right, I would.
Oh, wait, yeah. We've got election campaigns to look forward to.
Wow.
Is presidential campaign this year?
It'll start... probably in the middle to last half of this year.
But we don't actually vote this year.
Right, yeah. You vote in 2016. But so, you know that shit's always like a year and a half in advance.
So like I've got about 2 years before I'm clear of it again.
Yep.
God damn it.
So I'm voting for Klush.
Vote for Hutton.
Is it Klush? Because that's who we're voting for, right? Klush?
Klush.
Oh,
Klush.
I mean, Clinton versus Bush. I'm sorry. I fucked that up. I'm sorry.
You're going to vote for both of them.
Yeah. At the same time.
If you vote in Florida, man, it's not going to matter either way.
Yeah, it don't even matter.
Yeah. And honestly, it's not going to matter no matter what you do. Nope. I fully believe that the presidential elections are rigged.
Oh.
But that's just a little
you
old man.
Think?
Yeah.
They are.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's when you can literally have the most votes and still lose, it doesn't fucking matter, folks.
No. No, it don't. It does not.
That's why I don't pay attention to it. I tend to stay away from any and all news websites, and I don't listen to Kevin.
What tripped me out is like, what tripped me out? I know we ain't put this ain't supposed to be a political thing right here, but it's like everybody will argue up and down how much.
No, they won't.
Please, you haven't been in the barbershop. They gotta argue up and down like how like this is like this person is different, like this view is different from the other view. Like the Republicans see it like this, the Democrats see it like this. They both in there to fucking make money. If a real party, you know, candidate comes in, like somebody from the Libertarian, you know, party and stuff like that, they going double up, tag team. It's like tag team wrestling. Like the Republican Democrats come in there, knock them out. So yep. between them two, it happens all day. There's no real arguments between the Republican and Democrats.
No, they're gonna say exactly what they want, what you want to hear to get inside.
Yeah.
And then disregard it.
And even if there is like something that you could like see as some sort of clear disagreement on stage, it's always just to a degree. Well, I want to cut the military budget by this much. Well, I only want to cut it by this much. Or I want to increase this. Well, I want to increase it too, but only by this. It's just variations is all it is. There's no actual major differences.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for old Jeb because he said he's going to increase military spending. I'll tell you what, that Hillary Clinton, she talking about decreasing military spending. Now, let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something. I love the smell of freedom everywhere in the world.
Jeb wants military spending to increase by 15%, but Clinton only wants it to increase by 13%. Ooh, what a choice.
That whore.
What a choice.
That damn whore. She should have sucked her daddy's dick. I mean,
whoa.
I mean, she should have sucked old Bill Clinton's dick instead of having that old Monica Lewinsky girl up there sucking his pecker off, and we'd be in better shape here in America.
He sounds bitter.
Yeah, he sounds a little bitter.
Come on, Monica. I know you still got it in you.
No, she doesn't.
Ain't she like 50 now?
What she's got in her is a lot of fucking Subway.
Eat fresh, bitch.
she's
50 now, right?
She's had a couple foot longs.
Probably.
Late. Yeah.
40.
She's 40. Old now, though.
She's 107, actually.
Damn, she like Dick Van Dyke. Never done.
So this episode, we're trying two things.
We're bringing one back for the new year.
Bringing it back.
Drink or drunk. And then we're also doing our, our second annual hot sauce tasting.
Quasi-annual.
This is my first annual thing.
We actually, we're burning in the new year.
Yeah.
We're burning this motherfucker down, Pokey.
Ooh, boy.
So what we got first, beer-wise, is actually donated to us by Pip.
Okay, cool.
It's called Ghostface Killer.
That's Ghostface Killer!
That is K-I-L-L-A-H.
It's a rapper?
Yeah, from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, he ain't nothing to fuck with.
That's why I kind of had to do that thing for ODB.
And like is it officially like endorsed by him?
I don't think so, because it's spelled differently. Okay. It's a beer. Wow, that is a very pungent beer. It is a beer brewed with habanero peppers.
Oh,
where are we
damn.
Looking at? Is it an L, a lager?
It's a malt.
Malt.
Well, it's malt. I think it's just, not sure what it is. it says on the side, 6 kinds of hot chili peppers go into this fiery-ass beer. That's exactly what it says, including the infamous ghost pepper, serrano, jalapeno, habanero, Fresno, and Anaheim. Also leave their rich flavors to make for this taste-sizzling good time. Keep away from children and the tepid of tongue.
Hence the name Ghostface Killer with the, with the ghost pepper.
Yeah, the ghost pepper.
The
I have a feeling that on this episode, I'm going to be saying the phrase, Kevin, don't be a bitch, a lot.
Well, this might not be too bad.
I've heard otherwise.
Oh, boy. Oh, wait a minute. Damn. I just poured. This was like my milk cup.
I figured cup, and then you can actually drink out of a bottle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. True. I guess it'll kill the germs.
It does have that peppery smell.
Yeah, it's a very, when I opened it up, it was very, very
damn it, let me smell it. I want to smell it. I like to smell it.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah. Now, I know Kevin's tolerance for beer, but what's yours, Howie? Do you drink beer a lot?
Just give me the ball, son.
All right.
Give me the ball. And I'll tell you.
It's very heady. And it's very, very pungent.
Oh, you can smell it.
Yeah. Hold up. Yeah, you can have the rest of it.
Yeah, give me the ball.
smells like peppers.
Oh. It smells like a damn hot sauce.
Yeah.
It smells like, it looks a little bit darker than, say, a Budweiser Bud Light. It's got the same kind of color, piss coloring to it.
Yeah. Don't get it getting, yeah.
Yeah, for love of God. Yeah. But it smells like a damn hop with a hot sauce in it.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
L'chaim.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah. Woo! It's got a kick.
Mm-hmm. That's a shitty-tasting beer, but does it have a kick or not?
Where's the bread?
Oh,
where's the
bread? Kick.
Where's the bread?
Oh, it's got a kick. I mean, I don't need the milk yet, but...
Oh.
Man, I got to finish this.
Yeah, you got to finish that bitch.
Damn, really?
Nah, just kidding.
I'm about to say,
yeah. Thank you.
Do you, are you a fan of the hot stuff, Howie?
Yeah, I like hot stuff. Woo, got kicked. Like, right there.
Yeah.
Like, right there, and it kicked you in the throat.
I'm not...
I ain't need no milk yet, though.
It's weird, because I'm not used to drinking hot...
Beer.
Well, hot liquid.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, it's still cold, thing. But it's...
Well,
dang,
it's
my hand tingling.
He is having a stroke.
I'm my right hand. It's all right.
You can have a stroke on your right side.
Damn, you can.
Yeah.
It's okay with the bread, though. The bread helps a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck that bread, son.
Well, we actually got smarter this year.
Yeah.
As if, for those of y'all who stayed with us, one, thank you. Two, you poor bastards. Three. last time we did this, we only had, between five people, we had half a gallon of milk and no bread.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yo. Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. Mm-hmm. So we wisened up this time, and I got a whole gallon of milk and a loaf of bread.
Word, son.
You wisened up. You got all the stuff.
Yeah. I thought this shit through.
Tonight's Three Beards is supplied by Fletcher.
Damn straight. And you can actually get this beer up at any Total Wine or anything like that.
If you hate yourself.
Yeah.
I can't. Honestly, I'm going to give this a drunk. Man, the beer itself tastes like shit.
Yeah, it's
not. It don't taste that bad.
It's not enjoyable to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's
drunk.
I mean, even give it this, if you take out the spice,
it's got that kick though. I like that kick though. I like that.
I can see it.
You would want to get drunk off of that.
I don't think I would get drunk off of it. I just like the kick though. That kick,
it is.
That's a good kick.
It's interesting, and I don't hate it, but I don't like the taste of it. Like, it tastes. Hell, it almost tastes too. I'm a fan of sour beers, but it almost tastes like it's gone past its prime.
Yeah.
And it's a new beer. I mean, she got this from me 2 weeks ago. And it's in date and everything. So, and it's actually done by the, Twisted Pine Brewing Company. But I could see myself drinking it maybe again, but it is what it is. It's a novelty beer.
Right.
I mean, it's not meant to be like sloshed around and enjoyed with a steak or on a hot afternoon by the lake. If you're that kind of... You really fucking like that bread. Holy shit.
Yeah, you're killing that, damn, yo.
You had... That's what, your fifth piece? What, you've been, Jesus. But yeah, I'm giving it a drunk. Kevin?
Drunk.
Howie? Drink or drunk?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you... Do you like it or not?
Nah, it's all right.
So you drink it again?
Yeah, I might get another round.
Drink is a thumbs up. Drunk is a thumbs down.
Yeah, I do drinks.
Ah, so you got one third drink.
One out of three beers prefer.
You're a big guy, but you don't count as two here, man.
Oh, God, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I also thought ahead because I pre-gamed with Prevacid, so fuck y'all.
Dang, son.
Yeah.
It got that kick, though.
Cool. It's got that kick. And we did that one ahead of time for a very special reason. Short bus special reason. And I'm really looking forward to this. I had to talk Kevin into doing this. I'm really looking forward to it. Because I went to the beach this past November. Mm-hmm. And it was Myrtle Beach. I talked about it on the podcast. I went to this special little store down there called the Pepper Palace. It is a glorious little hot sauce shop. Where they sell hot sauces for the meek, the Kevins, and the spiciness of the world. They sell the extracts, the $150 for an ounce, one drop per vat kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was there. I picked up a little something.
Oh my God.
It is called the Trinidad Scorpion Stinger. It's actually made by the Pepper Palace.
Oh, Jesus.
So, if y'all remember last time we did this, we had a hot sauce from Blair's mm-hmm. Ultra Death.
Yep.
And that was about 800,000 Scovilles. This one's a million.
Oh, no!
It is a million fucking Scovilles, folks. Trinidad Scorpions, for those of you who don't know, are the now the second hottest pepper on the planet. They were just recently, I believe last year, or 2013, beat out by the Carolina Red, the South Carolina Red Pepper. But
it's more local than Trinidad.
Yeah, yeah. They actually look the same. They both look like a shriveled, gnarled little testicle of a pepper. But I thought it was really interesting, though. I don't know if you remember or not what the actual sauce looked like, Kevin. For the
vaguely,
it was a blackish red. It had like black oil running through it.
Right.
Ooh. It looked like the Satan's primordial ooze. This one's actually straight red.
Yeah.
It's a dark red, but it's straight red. It's got some pepper flakes in it. You can see it, Howie? It's actually, and it's a lot more liquid than that was. I
mean, looks wise, it just looks like Texas Pete with extra stuff in it.
Yeah, it looks like something. Yeah, something.
Yeah, Tabasco.
But the ingredients of this is distilled vinegar, scorpion peppers, red habaneros, water, mustard, spices. It actually says salts. Mustard seed, salt, and spices, garlic, onions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't say, whereas this is the funny bit, it's hotter, but on the Ultra Death, it had come in contact with your eyes, do not come in contact with your skin, warnings all the fuck over it.
Right.
This has no such warning.
It's like, you're going to drink it, you're going to die.
The Darwin sauce.
All this says caution, contains Trinidad Butch Scorpion Peppers. And then it says Pepper Palace. Mm. Yeah, I fully endorse the Pepper Palace. They're a really good company. You can get them all over the place. They've got a really great website. Shipping's kind of expensive on my part. I think because you buy two bottles, you're going to spend like $30 or $40 on shipping alone.
Well, do they got like just sauces for just like, I mean, I like my sauces with heat.
Yeah.
But I like it with flavor too.
Oh, yeah, so yeah,
they
yeah.
got stuff like, you know.
Yeah. I bought a bottle down there that's kind of a more smoky deal. It's hot. Still got a kick.
Yeah.
Kevin wouldn't like it, but I like it. But still got some more flavor to it.
Yeah, I think that's how I do my hot sauce. I like the heat, but I like more so the flavor.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, some people, they just concentrate on the heat.
Yeah. I mean, I got this for a novelty. Just to get you one piece. I'm divvying out the bread. We're going to put this on bread so that way we're not divvying it directly to our mouths. So don't eat it yet, Kevin. I'm going to put this in arm reach.
Can you pass me the milk, Howie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I need the milk.
Oh. You don't want no chocolate milk?
Oh.
Wait, what?
Now with y'all is... I'm in the middle here, guys. Literally.
Ugh. You won't get any milk, bud.
I got to shake this up. As long as I don't get no damn lemonade.
No, we don't do that. That's nasty.
No pee caca.
No R. Kelly party over here. Yeah.
All right, I'm shaking it up. No. And I'm gonna put it on a good, not just. I'm gonna give it a little bit on each and on the corner for everybody.
Man, you can get a 8 grams of protein in a 8 ounce glass of milk. I didn't know that.
Yeah, now.
Here we go. Listen, Kevin, I'm gonna say it again. Don't be a bitch.
Well, don't give me too much. Okay. Oh shit.
It pours fast. Holy fuck.
And he's pouring.
All right, let me just on that top right there.
Right there. You want in a very specific spot?
Yeah, it'd be all right. Yeah, that good right there. All
right, we got to smell this stuff first.
All right.
Yeah. I can smell it on the bread. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can smell it on the bread.
Yeah, I don't know. I passed it to Kevin. I smell it on the fucking bread.
Yeah, I smell it on the bread, boy.
Now, for those, again, remember, folks, last year it was physically painful.
Right.
It literally hurt the mouth. It hurt the roof of the mouth. It hurt the throat.
And hold on, this is the hot sauce that's hotter than the one that you
Yeah, this is hotter, yeah.
What the fuck I signed up for this shit for?
I didn't want to do it.
Previously on Two Beards.
Yeah. It made for good radio.
Oh,
the look on Kevin's face.
Well, we had that live stream, too.
Yeah, we streamed it live, yeah, which didn't work out too well. But yeah. But the look on Kevin's face right now is absolutely beautiful. It's making whatever is about to come in and out of my body worth it.
Ew. That just don't sound right
out
at
of
all.
Context quotes.
You talk about my milk jug, though. Yeah.
Let me get my milk ready here. Yeah, let me get my milk ready. Guys,
well,
it's been good knowing you.
Yep.
Radioland, it's been fun.
On three.
One, two, three. Oh my fucking god! Oh my god!
Oh!
Oh my god!
Oh! That ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Oh my god! God, I guess it's on. Oh, wait a minute.
There you go.
I'm feeling it. Feeling a little bit.
Ah, it hurts so goddamn bad. Kevin, what the fuck did you do to us? God damn it.
That's your fault.
Oh, fuck you, Kevin.
Woo. You bought it and brought it.
My fucking tongue.
And bought it. Need more bread. Need more bread.
Need more bread.
Please, for the love of God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It hurts so bad. There's no taste to it.
Yeah.
I thought it had a little taste, but damn, it's kicking though. I feel it, oh it tastes, shit.
It tastes like vinegar. That's about it. It just hurts. It just hurts. He's triple fisting the damn
bread.
He's making a bread sandwich over there.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Everywhere I could taste, I could feel every spot in my mouth that the hot sauce touched.
Uh-huh.
Every fucking drop.
I'm feeling it in my cheek.
Yeah, it's all of my tongue. It's like on fire. It hurts to talk. I'm going to drown in my own saliva here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel it now. Not really
bad.
Oh,
ain't that bad.
It wasn't bad at first. The initial hit, but yeah.
You want some more, Hallie?
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Here, have some of that beer to cool you down.
I drunk the beer. Yeah. I drunk the beer.
Oh, my God. Worth it.
You remember that last one had like videos of people like fucking throwing up on YouTube and shit?
Yeah. Yeah. This is too new to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, this hot sauce was too new. I couldn't find any other information aside from what was on their website. God damn, my tongue hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like hot soup just seared the shit out of my tongue.
But the bread was a really good call, though.
Yeah.
It's helping.
Yeah, a lot.
It still totally sucks, but it helps.
It's like I just want to like make a paste out of the bread and milk and just stick my tongue in it, but I can't talk then. Mm. And that would make for a very poor podcast. Am I showing up well enough on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. Fuck you, Kevin.
Not my fault.
You sure ain't. You the one like, oh, let's do this. It's going to be great. Great for radio.
No. I didn't say it was going to be great. It's going to suck.
Awesome radio.
Yeah. It's great radio. Yeah. Terrible fucking idea. Y'all should know that about me by now. That's why it's y'all's fault.
It ain't my damn fault. You the one who suggested this shit.
You know you're going to have to fill it twice, Howie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I do what?
Yeah, this shit comes out.
It's going to come back out. That's going to be a hot-ass steaming shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this shit this shit comes out twice.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't good.
Oh, damn.
I gotta say, it's probably because of the bread, but it's less. It doesn't last as long. The burn itself isn't as nearly as long lasting.
Way more intense though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. I feel the kick, yo. My nose running.
Yeah. Sinuses are clear. Hallelujah.
I know, right?
It's a Christmas. It's a New Year's beard miracle. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So now that we can't talk for the first part of the new year, you like it, Kevin?
No.
You like it, Howie?
Hell no.
I'll actually like it.
Ugh. Are you gonna make chili out of it?
I've been using the the altar draft from last year. I've only got a little bit of that left.
Mm.
Yeah. I do use it in my chili and various Italian seasonings, I guess. Spaghetti's a big one. And I just had the horrifying thought. I had tacos for lunch.
Oh, you have fun, Fletcher.
Yeah.
You have fun indeed,
My
sir.
Bathroom is going to be fucking quarantined by the Geneva Convention.
Shoot, man. Ah. It's going to be like Vietnam, you know? It'd be fucking shotgun.
It's going to give me PTSD. Oh, my God, my fucking tongue. Oh, wait. Who wants to lick the cap?
No.
I'm good, yeah.
Do it.
Nah.
Do it.
Nah.
Oh, he did it.
My God. Why did you do
that? Oh, my God. What did I do
why
that?
Why do you do that for?
Why did... Oh, God damn it.
No, Brad.
I told y'all ass.
That was like the sludge around the rim. It's just concentrated. There's no fucking water in that. Oh, God.
Now Fletcher's leg is shaking.
Fucking hell.
Hey, Michael J. Fox.
My God. I know what cures him. We need to give him this. He may start shaking so violently. I can't fucking talk. Violently, he'll at
least
appear
normal.
Fletcher,
you're having a stroke?
Damn. I am. Oh, God damn it, Kevin.
What's that sentence you're supposed to say when you're having a stroke and say it's like a contain a bunch of S's?
I never said that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. It hit my tonsil. Let me mop it off my mustache with some beef.
Way to take one for the team, Fletch.
That's what I do.
You still got some beer you can wash it down with.
Yeah, fuck you, buddy. Oh, my God.
The beer was actually enjoyable. I drunk the beer.
Comparatively.
I know.
But then again, I've stabbed myself. I've been on fire, and that is more enjoyable than that. The burn just isn't leaving the underside of my tongue.
Nope.
Yeah.
Just there, and it's not going away. It's like
I've
a
been
hive.
Burnt once. That sucks.
I've been on fire twice.
Twice. How'd you get on fire?
One time was because of the American flag.
Damn, how you do that?
We were retiring a flag. It melted underneath my fingers.
Oh.
And it built up in my face.
Oh, yeah, that do it.
Yeah, America said, fuck you, Fletcher. You're on fire.
America! Fuck yeah!
The other time involved alcohol.
Yeah, that's
big surprise. So.
Oh, man, when it burped. Oh, damn. Burped back up. I think that's from the beer.
Yeah.
I don't want to burp. I don't want to do anything.
Come on, Kevin, burp. Burp.
Oh, God.
Burp.
Oh, man. This is excellent for science, though. Like, my nose dripping like a faucet. Yeah,
my sinuses are clear as a fucking day.
Yep. Hey, anywho, how I got burnt, this is what I was working at Barbecue Joe's, right? I was doing the, back then, out there, I used to do, like, the little fire pit, a little stove. Oh. I put wood in there. They want me to get it up and going. So I put wood in there, right? Put tons of lighter fluid in it, right? Put lighter fluid, nothing would happen. Put lighter fluid in it, nothing would happen. I'll come in there, light it again. The thing goes, got engulfed, right? Got engulfed. Luckily, I had hair on my arm. I think the hair kind of saved my...
It singed off.
Yeah.
It insulated you.
Yeah, basically. But, man, the burn, like, I think the body was, like, numb. And then it just started to hurt. Like, you could feel, because the skin is kind of numb, I guess. Like,
yeah.
You could feel the feeling coming back. And it was just burning. So they put this, like, red oil for burns on it. It wasn't too bad, but it just, like you could feel it. It was crazy.
Well, I thought Kevin would be used to this because I give him sick burns every week. Which, hold out your hand, Kevin.
No.
Do you remember the other one that actually felt tingly on the flesh?
Right.
Hold out your hand.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
No, you do it.
Kevin, don't
you
be a bitch. I licked the damn thing.
You do it.
I licked the thing.
Howie, do it.
No, fuck that. You ain't put
See, I got
on
to
me.
Do it last year, remember?
Yeah. Come on, Howie.
No.
Come on, Howie.
Mm-mm.
New guy Hayes.
Don't be a bitch, Howie.
Don't be a bitch. Fuck you. I ain't putting that shit in my mouth. I already know what it's doing in my mouth. Anyone knew what it's doing with my hand.
Put in your eye.
Fuck that.
Put in your eye.
Well, it's either your eye or your hair.
Good. We cool. But if you do this shit, I'm going to let you know right now, that'd be the last fucking thing you do.
It'd be the one beer. My ass would be dead and Howie'd be in jail.
Damn right. Doing a podcast like, yeah, this is Howie from cell block 6597K-.
Once they get wind of your nickname, it'll be all over.
I love the dash comes after everything, too.
Yeah.
Not dash K, K-dash.
Come on. Give me your heck.
No, I don't want it. It's assault. Stop.
No, oh, it's damn. A vinegar.
It's a salt.
It's a vinegar.
It's got salt in it.
It's got more vinegar. You can smell the fucking vinegar. It smells like vinegar and death.
Mm-hmm. Can we here. Just... Can we just...
Fine, you little bitches.
There he goes.
Jeez.
There he goes.
Somebody else is licking it off me, though.
Hell no!
We got paper towels or something?
No. Got bread.
Yeah, sop it off with bread. So we're all about the sanitary deal.
And there it is.
Is it burning? Is it burning?
It's tingly. It's tingly. It's also very cold.
Nope. No. Oh, God, he got on my pants.
That's what she's... no, she did.
I'm sorry, Kevin. It does not burn.
But it stains.
It doesn't stain. It doesn't stain.
Oh, it is a little tingly.
Yeah.
It'll wash out.
Ugh.
Ugh. I fucking hate everything.
Well,
hate everybody and everything.
I think I'm all right now. For now.
For now. Round two?
No.
We take the microphone into the bathroom.
Oh, God. Like, holy fuck!
I give this two fire holes.
Oh, jump.
Awesome. What's going on in your lives, guys?
School's back.
Hooray.
I got three jobs.
Really?
Three jobs, yeah.
Damn.
Well, two jobs and a career.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm barbering. I'm doing a little furniture thing.
And here comes the career.
You got it. All right, next time you sit in my chair, I'm gonna fuck you up. Anywho.
Next one's the career.
Work at Domino's. That's what
Domino's pizza driver. It's the career. That's fucked up. I'm sorry, Allie.
I can't even say that. I'm too close to him.
It's not a bad job though. If
he's talking himself into it.
No, I mean, I'm just saying if I didn't have nothing going for me.
Yeah.
I would do it. Like, it ain't too bad, man. It's laid back. You do what you just do what you need to do, and you out.
You're meeting some interesting people out there on the road you're delivering to.
Is this how you got laid?
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, shit. How is living a porno?
Yeah. No.
That's the mystery leg.
Yeah. Sausage.
Anywho. But nah, it's weird because, see, I'm delivering in my area in Trinity. Man, I did not know there is some crazy shit behind Trinity.
It's fucking Trinity, man.
It's some crazy... Everybody think it's like, oh, it's so big. It's boonies. There's nothing out there. I mean, there's shit out there, but it's like... It's crazy. Like, you go to these places that have, like, these back roads and stuff. Like, you know, you can barely find it, like, on the GPS and stuff. Because that's how I use them on delivery.
GPS just has banjos.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, this is 10 minutes away from the shop. But anywho, so you go down there, and it's like, no trespassing. Don't come in. No trespassing. And, like, when you get there, it's like, I don't want to be here. Like, as long as y'all been here. I mean, I don't want to be here as much as you don't want me to be here.
Right.
Like, why would you need to fucking sign up? You got shit all everywhere and shit and goddamn. Like, I mean, it looked like a fat apple junkyard and shit.
Well, hey, it's the pizza man.
Hey, the beat's here. But yeah, it's more like, hey, thank you for giving my pizza there, boy. Thank you.
Are they tipping well?
It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's pretty decent.
I got a buddy of mine. He's delivered for Domino's for like 10 years, and he makes damn good money.
You got one of those, wonder if he's got one of those super tips yet. Because, yeah, every now and then you get lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, let me twerk.
Oh, that kind of tip. Not the tip. But
not the tip, but the actual monetary tip.
The monetary tip. Have you got one of those?
I'm distracted by these big booty.
Have you got the.
Mark was showing me.
Have you got the big tips yet?
Actually?
Ones that will surprise you.
Hold on. For Christmas. Before New Year, I delivered a pizza, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
What kind of pizza?
I don't remember. I did not expect this. Guy gave me a $40 tip.
No.
Wow. That's all right. Pretty good, yeah.
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 Could not believe it.
That'll make your night.
Cause I was like, hold on, that's a four. Nah, that's four. Oh, it did four. Nah, it's 4.0. Nah, son, this is your Christmas present. I'm like, hell yeah.
Like, hell's yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, nah.
No nakedness yet?
No nakedness yet.
Well, I'm going to place an order. You work later tonight?
No. No, they that's weird, though. No, one time, though, I went to this family.
You would get a tip.
No,
you get just a tip.
Nah, but I went over there, right? One time I went over to this one place, and, like, you know, I was just minding my business, you know, and it's like Domino's Pizza opened up, and... You know, the guy opened up the door and stuff. Like, okay, here's your pizza stuff. And then the wife started talking to me like, yeah, you know, we was up there making pizzas and we forgot everything but the cheese. Cheese. I was like, why are you talking to me? Like, I don't care. Like, I'm dealing with the man in the house. You be over there. Like,
get back to the kitchen.
Yeah, get back.
Be pregnant and barefoot.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn, Howie.
Howie massage.
No, I mean, I'm just saying,
driver.
Though. That's just disrespectful, though. That's just disrespectful. You hear the man in the house, you're going to be over there shouting, trying to check and look over here. Like, oh, there's a big old black man out there in the house. And then you're going to talk to me and shit. And then this is sight shit. You know what I'm saying? That makes me a little nervous because that's not my attention. I'm trying to get, hey, here's the pizza. I'm trying to get paid. Bam. Nah, ain't going to have no conversation with your husband.
He's
there.
All business.
Yeah, it's fucking business.
All
son.
Business.
Fucking pizza.
Wait.
Pepperoni and cheese, actually, all that shit. But your thin crust or your thick crust, hand tossed Brooklyn style, whatever.
Wait, was she coming on to you?
No.
Oh,
I don't think
okay.
She was coming on to me. I'm just saying.
Were they old?
She was actually kind of cute, but like, ain't no.
So yeah, she was old.
Nah, I'm just saying.
She's old.
They didn't even know the place.
Damn. Jesus, Howie.
We're backhanding in the new year.
Why you think them Japanese women and all them other women? They don't have no fucking problems.
Fuck.
I'm just being real right now.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just being real right now. Nah, fuck that. I'm being real. Apparently. They come up there, they be like, well, sir. They be like, sir, how do you feel about this? Or ma'am, how you doing? And the husband be like, the Japanese husband be like, well, you can speak. I am doing good. You know, they keep that shit in control. They keep that shit in check. I respect that.
What is happening
that.
Right
that's why
now?
That's why shit don't pop off.
I'm going to have some more bread here.
I don't know what's...
So we don't have any popcorn. I'm just going to sit back and watch this happen.
Three Beers Podcast is not affiliated with
how it was. Are they going to let you plug your barbershop after this?
I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying. That's just. Whew. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Here we go.
Don't get me wrong, dude.
Here's supposed to come back as a relatable guy.
I figured it out. Howie had a stroke earlier, and the spirit of Robert came out of the theater and possessed him. Oh my God!
No,
Howie, jeez. Tell us how you really feel.
Damn.
Okay. Ladies.
Oh, okay, here we go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, talk directly to the ladies as they sharpen their pitchforks.
Yeah, I know, right? y'all put them pitchforks down. But
I don't know what to name this episode.
Burning the new year. We're burning assholes, tongues, and bridges, apparently.
With fucking half the population.
More than half the population. It's 54% of the planet is women. He just insulted every one of them.
Every single one. And then the Japanese specifically. Here, have some racism with your sexism.
He's delivering good old pies of racism.
Fuck these women and fuck these Japanese women in particular. Damn, Allie.
Did
a Japanese woman not tip you well or something?
No, it's not that. I was just talking about the culture difference. I say that to say this. It's the culture difference. Like, American women, Western women in general, they just, I ain't gonna say necessarily they want too much. Well, yeah, they actually they do want too much. It's like they want no, it's like this. They want the man to come up here, have everything established. They want them to have everything right, you know, in their eyes. They want the young guy who has his own business, who's doing this, that, and the third, making money. That's what they want, right? Okay. So, but they won't do shit for themselves. Like, real talk. They won't. I'm not saying that they necessarily have to have a business or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they should have something going on for themselves. They shouldn't just have something, somebody just come in and, like, they just come up and just scoop them off their feet.
Cinderella syndrome.
You know what I'm saying? It just, that wasn't really what I was getting at. Oh, shit, that hot sauce burning my hernia spot. Damn.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about gender with Howie anymore.
No. I learned something today.
Yeah. That's children. Wives.
Can't talk politics with Kevin. Can't talk gender issues with Howie. How's that fucking Star Wars? We're gradually whittling down the subjects. My God. So apparently, when January rolled around, we rung in 1952.
Wow. Damn, Allie.
Y'all bitches need to get back there in the kitchens. Make me a sandwich.
Well, I deliver your pizza.
I'm just saying.
How dare you even talk to them, women?
But what I meant by that is this, man. It's just like.
See if there's some redemption here.
Man, he's got a long road ahead of him.
It's just like.
Dug a pretty deep hole, Allie.
Yeah, it's deep. Y'all can edit this shit out, though, right?
Nope.
That's just
women,
it.
I'm sorry.
You've been going on for 15
women,
minutes.
Yeah,
it's like half our podcast you want us to leave out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? I love women.
We can tell. So you love for them to be quiet. You love for them to be in the kitchen.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, as a man of the house, and you out there trying to, you know what I'm saying? He handling the business. You going to come over here, put your two cents in. I wouldn't imagine that dude come up there after I left and got the pizza and shit. He probably went up there and said, bitch, you don't need to talk to that guy out there. If me and him, we out here, we doing the pizza thing. The fuck you out there telling him about shit? The fuck you telling him about, like, we missing shit from the pizza crust and stuff. Talking about, we had the pizza crust, we had the sauce and everything, but they didn't have anything but the cheese. He didn't even know that shit. He just delivered the cheese to the pizza. He probably smacked the shit out of that bitch after I left.
I don't think she meant anything by it, Howie.
I think she was just trying to be friendly.
That's what it sounds like.
Should have just, you know how she could have been friendly? Oh. Should have just shut the fuck up. Shouldn't have said shit.
So... When you have a girlfriend, do you have like a list of people they can talk to, or is this just kind of a, I'll tell you on the way by via backhand?
Pretty much. That's what I'm gonna do, yo. I'll give me a woman and everything. She ain't gonna say shit to nobody. All right, she ain't gonna say shit to nobody. I'm gonna keep it locked up. I'm gonna keep it and put it in a chain. I'm gonna carry it around and anything, you know. Now around y'all, she cool. Cause I'm like, look, you speak to them, they cool. But everybody else, nah, son, chain. She gonna have that little bone. She gonna have that bone nose and a fucking nose like them African girls. She gonna have that fucking bone plate.
What the fuck is happening?
She gonna have that shit.
Woman. Ladies, he's single.
And the neck rings or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Are you gonna break their feet too and put them in the little shoes, or is that too Japanese for you?
Nah, I ain't gonna do all that.
My god. Where the hell did we go?
It's your fucking fault, Fletcher, bringing that goddamn hot sauce and shit.
One minute, I'm enjoying my bread and hot sauce.
And he brought this ghost face kit. Well, the beer is actually pretty. I liked it. I got a good
put
kick.
Some roid rage in this stuff before he.
That's all the damn hormones in the milk.
Should let Hal get into the milk.
I love y'all, women. I love y'all.
I don't think they want your love, man. You love wrong. You love wrong.
Parentheses, as long as you know your place. Howie Wilson.
Fucking right.
Jesus.
Oh my God, it almost came out of my nose. Where the fuck can we go from here?
So, Star Wars number one tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free today, eh?
He's got a female character in there. She's allowed to say what she wants to, Howie.
She probably can do that because she's willing to lifesaver. That bitch at the pizza place, that bitch out delivering pizza, was she willing to lifesaver? Fuck no. She should shut the fuck up.
Actually, you never actually wields a lightsaber in the movies.
Well, women don't.
No, not women can, just not Leia. She's not force strong enough. Yeah. Although, fun fact, the only person, only non-Jedi to ever weld a lightsaber is Han Solo.
God, I saw comments on that. The Star Wars Facebook post for that, the big official one.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that's not true. Because Darth Vader had a lightsaber.
But he's fucking Jedi.
Well, they kept saying that he's a Sith.
Yeah.
They meant by that is he was fucking force sensitive, or he wasn't force sensitive, is all they meant by it. And people got all, like, I saw people write paragraphs explaining the shit. And when you're writing paragraphs on the difference between a Jedi and a Sith on Facebook,
you need to be slapped in the fucking face like these
women.
Jesus.
It's getting hot in here, and it's not just the sauce.
No.
Waka waka.
Oh my god. So fuck women, fuck neck beards, apparently fuck pizza? I don't know anymore.
Mm. Yeah, this kind of really turned major left, huh?
Went to a dark place, man.
Yeah, it did.
Thanks, Howie.
it can come back.
Oh.
Or can it?
I have a feeling
too far
it will.
Down the rabbit hole.
We can come back.
Damn, I said rabbit hole. Elmer Fudd.
You Elmer Fudd women beating motherfucker.
Wow.
How he likes his woman, how he likes his cake. Battered.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh man. That was funny.
I can't even. I think
there was probably like some hidden aggression against that, I guess.
No
like,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fucking hot sauce, man.
We're not over here about to beat up people out for talking.
Oh, jump. I don't need to be on Nancy Grace.
For being friendly.
I need to be on Nancy Grace. Be like, look, you know what I'm saying? Look, man, the hot sauce fucking made me do it. Made me do violent crimes against women and shit. See, I had like some marijuana, like to my friend, good friend 2 Chainz here. I'd have been all right.
You don't have like our website linked to any profiles on dating websites or anything, do you? Because if you do, you might want to take it off.
Yeah.
You're going to stop getting responses.
Except for probably Christian Mingle. They're okay.
Yeah, you can do it in Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
And the
you shall smite her.
I remember.
And you shall smite her repeatedly.
You remember for a short while they were playing commercials. I forget the name of it, but it was one specifically for
Plenty
farmers.
Of Fish. No.
Farmers. There was a farmers one.
Oh, yeah. The, something tractor. Was it not?
Yeah, something like that. There's like 10 members.
Yeah.
All dudes.
They're all
damn,
dudes
and they got a commercial
for it? Yeah.
Damn, man. Jesus. I farm, too. You want to make some beer? Hell yeah.
I like cows. We have cows. We have chickens, too. I also have cows and chickens. You want to go on a date? I can't. I have to milk the cows and squeeze the chickens.
But it's like you've got Match, you've got eHarmony, you've got the Christian Mingle. There was like a Jewish version of that too that I saw. There's the one for the cheaters, the Madison something. Yeah.
There's plentyoffish.com too.
Plenty of Fish.
Tagged. Tag some ratchet shit, boy. Yeah. You see some of the ratchet bitch.
That's Craigslist.
You got Craigslist.
Then
swap.com.
And then you got the farmer shit.
And then you got Facebook. I mean, damn. Did I say that?
No, it actually happens.
Yep.
There's the swap for the if you got the couple and you're looking for the third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many relationships, and let's not count people like still in grade school because that shit happens all the time. But like once you're an adult in the adult world, I wonder how many relationships actually begin on Facebook. You think it's a lot?
On Facebook? I don't know about Facebook, but the Dominus guy I was telling you about, he just got married to his wife he met on a dating website.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's more prevalent because I think now people are kind of more bogged down and busy now. I mean, you know, more people now are probably, you know, doing two or three things now, as far as like work wise or work related, and they just probably don't have a lot of time. Like in their free time, they can't go out, And they, you know, maybe they work late or things like that. So, you know, like something like a Plenty of Fish or stuff, that just to see different people is, you know, probably more prevalent for them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, it's also a lot more expensive than it was back in the day.
Mm. Oh, you talking about dating?
Yeah, I mean, not even dating, just go out to a bar. You know, I'm going to go out to a bar. I'm going to see if I can meet somebody.
Fucking $5 beers.
It's a $5 beer. You got to buy yours. You got to buy hers.
That's $10 just for two beers.
Yeah.
One for each.
Well, you may even wind up going to this girl, man. I know some, and I get onto her about every damn time she does it. She goes out to a bar. She puts on something skimpy. She doesn't take any money herself.
Mm.
Not a card, not a dollar bill, nothing. She may have like $4 or $5 to get her opening drink.
Right.
And she nurses that until she finds some poor schmuck to buy the rest of her drinks tonight. So you're running a risk. I mean, girls do the same thing. I mean, the dyke dives and everything. It's no different.
Right.
But still, it's just, it's expensive.
That's like,
that's why I didn't do that when I was single.
Yeah.
That's like, this one dude told me, like, when I used to sell meat for Omega, I had a lot of jobs, people.
You were a meat man?
I was a meat man. I gave you the meats.
Kevin.
Anywho.
I remember that, I think. That was, what, a few years ago, right?
Nah, you don't remember. I gave you the meats, though. Anywho, like I was saying, but the guy was like, yeah, man, you know, back in my day, I mean, he was an older gentleman, but he was like, you know, $2 or $3 in Greensboro, man, I had a good time. You know, it was probably back in the 70s, and, but I mean, that's all you need. Yeah, I mean, and I'll have a good time, but like now it's almost, like you said, $5 just to get in a place.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. In movies, oh my God, you damn near got to be married. No wonder, like, people like me hit up the bootleg, man.
$10 a ticket, yeah. I fully support piracy.
Yeah, but it's like, you got to hit it up.
Kevin doesn't, but I do.
But, I mean, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to go alternate routes because stuff is just so expensive. You know, you want to, and don't get me wrong, I want to support, like, stuff that I like and the good stuff, but it's just like, it's so expensive.
That's why you got to be choosy.
Yeah.
You got to support your local business, your local coffee shop, your local comic shop.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you spend your money there, keep them afloat.
Yes, sir.
Star Wars number one's out.
Yep. So is. I want to get one free.
Today only, though.
Yeah, it's too late by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
Man, I can't get
mine. Fuck you guys.
No, you can, because you're here, but I'm saying.
I mean, I can't get mine tomorrow, though.
Nah.
Damn.
Nah.
I'll get it right now.
Today only.
Today only, motherfucker.
Just $5.
Yeah.
Just $5.
For an oversized.
For an oversized issue. You get two of them. One to read, one to collect.
$5.
It's supposed to be pretty good too.
Fuck.
I mean, think about it. I mean, what a time to live in. I mean, you can meet your mate online, and then you go out and see a brand new Star Wars movie, yeah, made by a guy who reinvented the Star Trek series.
He didn't like Star Trek.
He brought balance to the Force.
Uh-huh. I actually, it came out. speaking of all the Star Wars stuff, though, there was a point where, like, just a few years ago, Lucas was set to write and direct Episode 7.
Yeah, yeah. The screenplay leaked about a month ago for that.
Okay, really?
And it was terrible.
Yeah. Still hadn't learned his lesson.
No, it was, he was going to bring back the Emperor's other god, Vader's other.
Sith?
Mara Jade?
Darth Maul?
No.
She was the hand of the Emperor for a while.
No. It was some other guy. He was a completely new.
Okay.
But he was just dumb.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to go on this big, like, you know, rebuild the Empire. He was specifically trying to take out Luke in general. He was more of an in the shadows assassin than anything else. You can't really have.
He's a fucking another Darth Maul.
Yeah, essentially. And he had this really.
Did he die?
He had this really.
In the screenplay?
You know, it was supposed to be the start of another trilogy.
Okay.
I mean, he had this really weird, funky lightsaber that it was kind of like a dagger, but it forked. Like a V kind of deal.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it was like almost like a tuning fork looking thing. That's how it was described.
It's probably a good thing Lucas is gone.
Yeah. And he was supposed to carry two of them.
Your pulp.
Two of them, okay.
Yeah.
And
they were little daggers. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
He was supposed to bring back more
but
of the
not in like a clever bizarre kind of way.
No, it was supposed to be, he was supposed to
like a bad idea kind of way.
Yeah. being more of a more exotic locations, which I kind of, which I thought was neat. But yeah. If you're going to bring back Luke and them, focus on them and what they're doing. He was focusing mostly on the new guy. I forget his name. It was Darth something.
Yeah.
Darth.
And, as great as any new characters might be, as long as the original cast is there, that's the main reason why people are showing up.
And Lucas didn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Luke and them, but like only a couple years after the fall of the Emperor. So he was going to recast. Yeah, he was going to recast him.
Jesus.
This is why it never made past the very tentative script stage.
Right.
I mean, it was less than 20 pages long. It had pretty much just the basics of a plot and the basics of the... He spent more time describing his new villain than anything else. And I'm not against the idea of a dagger saber.
Right.
But why have it V?
The tuning pianos, man. He gonna be killing and tuning pianos. That's his side.
To like, tune Danny Elfman's pianos.
Yeah, man. That's a side business, son. You didn't know?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Like, I guess
kill you with the dark side of the force.
I guess his pension collapsed when the
But I thought tune this piano at two between 2 and 4 o'clock PM. Force time.
Force time.
I know that.
No, I don't put it past Lucas.
Yeah, force though, time.
Though Lucas did say something pretty interesting about the new Star Wars series.
What's that?
He's really looking forward to it. He's never been able to go to one and be surprised or excited about it.
Right.
Because he's done them all. So I think you're getting a call.
Oh, no, that's Facebook. Fuck that. Anywho, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool because that's him looking. It's kind of like him for once. Outside looking in and seeing what the new director, how his take is going to be. And, you know, if that's something like, well, man, you know, that's pretty cool. Maybe I should have thought about this years ago if I did. I
mean, instead
I'm
of just rehashing saying, the same fucking movie.
I'm just saying, I said, maybe it's good to have, and not just in anything, it's good to have somebody that's young and fresh or someone that's, you know, new, have new ideas out there. You know, so that everything is not just stale, you know what I'm saying? So they can give something from their perspective. You know, it doesn't always work. That's obvious. You know what I mean? But it's still good to have, you know, someone new.
Fresh blood.
New set of eyes just to say, okay, look, we're going to do it. You know, this is the way I envisioned it, you know. So it's good that that's happening.
Well, I mean, even Doctor Who has different writers every couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
I know Kevin doesn't say a lot about that.
No.
I haven't watched any of it. I know they had they had this cool ass shirt. Yeah. I'm trying to get collect cool shirts and stuff, but they had this cool shirt of a Boo off of Super Mario Brothers, right? Like doing a little eye thing, and they had the angel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shirt went hard. Yeah, I wanted it so bad. I wanted something because the angels, the little statues,
the whipping angels.
Yeah, they'll come after you when their backs turn, but they'll be like really faster than the boos and shit.
Yeah,
but when you turn back around, they'd be like right there.
Boo.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
You guys want to get into plugs?
Sure.
Wrap this one up. Oh yeah, it's time.
Get on the hour mark.
You know, you wrap it up so we can go to the bathroom. Not at the same time.
Wrap it up. I got first.
One gets the toilet, other gets the sink, other has the fucking trash can.
Wow. Jesus.
Right. How he gets the trash can.
That's nasty. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. Fucker.
I'm going to go out behind the dumpster. Howie, you go first, man.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to get a good cut.
And a slap.
Anywho, come check me out at Elevations. We're doing our thing. We're doing things and stuff.
Wow.
Strongest plug ever.
Yes.
We're doing things
and stuff. But yeah, we're doing good cuts and stuff over there, man. $10 for adult cuts. Children's 8, fades.
Women get 12. Slapped.
No, women do not get slapped.
Women what if they want to?
Well, if you want to, just meet me outside and we'll get some things arranged. And if you want to pull some hair, But anywho, come check us out. Also,
this is the weirdest episode.
Also, check out my page. I started up a new Facebook page.
Oh,
Howie is Howie Barber at Elevations. Check out that page. This is where I post my cuts and stuff. And actually, Kevin, the last time I cut yours, I meant to take a picture of you. So next time when you come in, I'm gonna take a picture and put you on the site.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Also, because I think I got your pops on there one time, but anywho, but. So I got that going. Also, I am doing what is called a t-shirt and hat review. What it basically is me, which I'm actually wearing one of the shirts that I bought. What I'm doing now is like shirts that I buy and stuff, I kind of display them just saying, hey, this is what I got. People can like, comment on it. Most of these shirts are out of print and stuff now. But what I'm planning on doing it for the site is expanding. Want to get other people involved to like show their shirt collection and stuff, shirt and hat collection. And this is the stuff that you already own. You know, I don't want you to be like, because, you know, like the T-Furries and all that stuff, they'll pop up, you know, and do stuff. I don't want you to take their shit and be like, well, you know, this T-Pop, you know, buy it for $15.99. I don't want to do that shit. It's, I mean, if you could, you can buy it off there, that's cool. But, you know, just if you're going to display it that, you know, you got it and you own it. And also, I'm probably going to sell some of my old T-shirts on there that I've collected over the years. Probably for like cheap, like $5 and stuff. And just it's time for me to kind of clean it up. So that's one of the other reasons I started that.
Pit stains.
Yeah, well, I'll wash it.
Do you charge extra for not washing it?
Nah, man, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna wash it, yo. But yeah, so I got that. Check out my man, the other yellow hat guy. So, yeah, check him out. And I think that's it for me this week.
Yeah. I go.
Yep.
Hooray. I go. As always, you can check out the Opposed Thumbs on the 336cast.com. We've got some new things boiling up with that. We should be getting kicked off again.
Transformers review was just posted.
Yes. 8 months late. It's just now posted. Hooray for that.
And even then, it took a while.
Yeah.
Once I actually did it.
It's because the shittiness of the movie. Yeah. Our top 10, bottom 10 of the year, best, worst should be coming out before long. We're recording that soon.
Yeah. It's,
we're actually doing a big like Omnicast.
You're looking for 20 movies, right? Yeah, 20 best, 20 worst, or 20 total?
20 total. Top 10, bottom 10.
Okay.
We're doing a big podcast. It's going to be me, myself, and I. The other thumb, Jeff. Kathy, Kevin, and a couple other people are going to be on that. We're going to record that.
I think Alex said he might be on there.
You're going to be on that one, Howie?
What?
I said Alex.
Alex.
I mean, maybe Howie, too.
Yeah, well, I invited him to it. He didn't say anything. I'll talk to you later about it.
Damn! I miss it. I'm talking about shoes.
We should be on that. Should be up for long. And again, my plug for this year is somebody that's
for this year? The whole year?
No, my plug for this time is going to be something that pops up on my list for movies. It's going to be Carmen Diaz. And you'll get to see how and where exactly she pops up when if you listen to that other cast. So, yeah, that's me.
Carmen or Cameron?
It doesn't matter. It all sounds the same with my dick in her mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Ha-ha!
Well, you got Howie's support if that tells you anything.
Great.
All right, as always, check out 336cast.com where you can find previous episodes of The Three Beards, where you can find the Stormcrow Comic Cast, which should also be coming back soon, where you can find Opposed Thumbs, where you can find Name Redacted. And the 336 cast itself. So I guess until next time, thanks for listening, and
good night, everybody.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Bye.